students at Loretta College are going to get a lesson in being an organ donor this morning. Two-time liver transplant recipient, 18-year-old Rebecca Samuel, is going to visit the school to encourage teens to consider becoming an organ donor. Rebecca is part of a pilot project involving nearly 100 healthcare professionals from the Hospital for Sick Children, University Health Network, and St. Michael's. They're visiting more than 35 high schools to raise awareness about what being an organ donor can mean for babies, children, and teens who face organ failure. Toronto researchers suggest Ontario's universal flu shot program isn't making a whole lot of progress when it comes to vaccinating children under the age of 2.
A new study suggests vaccination rates among children under 2 is very low and has been since Ontario started offering free flu shots for all in 2000. Study author Dr. Astrid Gutman explains what might be at play.
There's a pretty good body of evidence around vaccine fatigue in parents.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Allison McGeer says doctors may be reluctant to add to the already heavy schedule of vaccinations that little kids get.
Pediatricians will give needles to kids because they know kids need needles, but it doesn't mean they like it.
The study is in the journal Pediatrics. Nina Chowdhury, The Canadian Press.
And red wine could be the answer to Alzheimer's. American researchers are giving seniors pure resveratrol, which is the chemical found in red wine or dark chocolate. Studies on lab mice show this protects the body and brain from aging, and researchers hope it'll also protect the brain against Alzheimer's.